you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR show. This week, it is Sarah Simmons from Love After Lockup, Life After Lockup, both shows. And boy, does it make Big J and Shannon very, very happy. I only get giddy over Supernatural, but boy, do they freak out over this one. Remember, we do the show live every single Wednesday, Saturday night, sort of live during COVID times, but you know what I mean. And you can watch live it for free at gasdigitalnetwork.com or use the code SDR and get a 14-day free trial so you can watch in HD, listen, get the entire catalog, and commercial free. Or feel free to wait 5 days like the episode you're listening to right now, and it'll be everywhere, including YouTube, where you watch and listen for free. Whichever way you do it is fine with us, and here it is right now, the Sarah Simmons episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
It is the SDR Show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me once again is Mr. Big J Oakerson. We have Shannon in the Gas Digital Studios. And Jay, you know what I was thinking about? We used to trade off intros. You used to do it once in a while. I do once in a while. But lately, it seems it's always me. I feel like going forward, next time you're on, you should do the open. I feel like you're not right.
Dude. I'm your sidekick, bro.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel that way. I like to feel that everything's equal in the universe.
No, you're the dude. I'm the sidekick.
Okay. Follow the show. We're at the SDR Show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and now we are going to get right into it. I can say this at the top of the show. Very rarely do Jay and Shannon get idiotically excited for the same guest, you know, where they have different tastes, but boy, did they both can't wait for this one to happen. It is from their, probably the show that binds them together more than anything, Love After Lockup. Oh. It is Sarah. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No worries. So now, Jay, I'm going to be honest with you. As you fans know, you guys are crazed fans. I am an ancillary first season watcher.
First of all, Ralph, you're selling us out here hard. Crazed fans is a bizarre thing. I don't have Sarah t-shirts or anything like that. We enjoy
you
the
should.
Show. We should. Do you have merch? If you had merch, I'd wear it.
All right, next on my list.
I feel vindicated already. So, Jay, I'm sorry. I will let you continue. I apologize.
No, this is very, very exciting. Yeah, I got into Shannon, Sarah, so you know, Shannon has been a fan of the show since day one. She's been early on in it. I swung over to WE TV to watch. So I have a radio show on Sirius XM called The Bonfire on Comedy Central, and we were very wrapped into the world of Corey Feldman. And Corey Feldman was Marriage Boot Camp, was the lead-in. And so I would see the commercials for the show, and I was very intrigued by it. And then when I was on the road working one weekend, just in a hotel room, board, I went on WE TV app and just started watching several seasons back and moving forward. And I just couldn't wait to get back to the hotel room, even after my shows, to come back and like, what is going on in this wild world? It's a very interesting. And you are a standout as one of the, I think I speak for Shannon when I say this, the only semblance of a normal human being dealing on that show. My girlfriend's laughing because we say this very, very often. My first question is, again, because just doing reality TV, you guys are so subject to the same kind of like invasion of privacy, maybe even more so than like movie stars and you know, scripted TV show people, but you're letting them into your life. How has that changed your daily go around, even like to neighbors and stuff?
It's funny you asked. Just the other day, a neighbor knocked on my door to sell Girl Scout cookies. And the next thing you know, she's walking in my house.
Really?
And I'm like, hi, and she says, oh my God, I know you. And I'm like, okay, you know, is this one of the times where I like pretend to remember you? Like, you know, but she was just a big fan of my show, and she had no idea that, you know, I lived around her. And it's crazy to see that when people watch you so much, they really believe that they know you.
Oh yeah.
And so she felt comfortable to just come in my house and talk to me like we've known each other for years. And that to me was like, you know, I'm not a mean person, you know, but it was like uncomfortable. And you don't know me, you know, you watch me. That was probably the most real moment I've ever had. Or like the people, I'd walk in the parking lot and people would jump out their cars and come hug me. And I'm like, oh, like I'm not a touchy person. I'm not a mushy person. Like I love you, but I don't really show, you know, so that's hard for me too. But, you know, and for my kids, my oldest, Aviana, she's 5 now. She's always like, Mom, like, why does everyone bug us every time we go everywhere? And I'm like, one day you'll understand a little bit more. I says, everyone knows us. So,
do they not realize that they're on a television show?
I think she knows, like, because she's seen, like, I, you know, I will watch a season and be like, okay, these scenes are okay for her to watch. Like, it'd be like me and her playing or something like that. And like, I'll show her, you know, it's on TV, like everything else, to try and understand. But I don't think you can rationalize it really. Sure. To like what it means when you're older.
I would think that more for a non-scripted show than a scripted show, people feel they know you more and they can relate to you more because they don't realize that it's edited to create characters. They think it's real life, where I think most people are smart enough to realize that, at least with the scripted show, even though you hear that's not true all the time, they ask people that play doctors on TV medical advice, which makes no sense. But I would still think that when you're on a reality show, they feel that they can relate to you more.
Yeah. And for sure. You know, I think I've always been really humble about being a reality TV star. I've filmed in front of cameras. Yes. I've watched myself on national TV. Yes. I'm very popular. People recognize me. Like, even though with all of that, I still don't feel like I'm really understanding my position here, that I'm actually on national TV, that I'm actually, you know, very popular. And I think it's because that I've always been my true authentic self on that show, because my feelings from what had happened with, you know, Michael and my kids and in my life, that overpowered anything else that was going on.
Jay, can I ask you a question?
So I was always myself.
Just because I'm coming to this somewhat as a neophyte, can you guys kind of give a little elaborate, Jay or Sarah, a little bit about this season that you were on? I know there's a new season coming in a couple days.
Well, you're on the last one that just aired, that just ended, and then you're going to be on the new one starting again.
Yeah, Life After Lockup.
Yeah.
Is that right, Sarah? You're going to be on the new season of Life After
Lockup. Like, you don't know what had happened in my journey, is what you're saying?
They do.
Oh. I know what happened on your turn.
I'm saying, Jay, for fans of SDR that may not know, that can you give a cliff noted version of the journey?
You want me to give a cliff noted version?
I think it might be funnier.
It will be a little funnier, maybe. Yeah. All right. So, Michael, and let's be fair to everybody here, in his own way, oddly charming, unlikable out of the gates, and then
Sarah Shannon disagrees. By the way, we continue.
But I think Sarah does agree, because in the last episode, she said something very interesting, I thought. She's like, when he's – I'm a divorced father of an 18-year-old myself, luckily. And, you know, fingers crossed on, like, the future and everything. We've been separated since my daughter was 12. And, like, you know, Christine here, my girlfriend, who I've been with for a long time, like, when I'm on the road, her and my daughter and – ex go to the beach together. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's like, it's very copacetic, which is good. I know it's rare also. Michael seems like a dude. First of all, you guys don't even live in the same place at all. Was that always the case? You and your ex?
I mean, I don't know. Not always. I mean, you mean since we separated or?
Yeah, but he's not from
He's Rochester. Not from New York, where I'm from. No, right. When he got arrested, back when I had our first child, Aviana, I had moved back to New York to be home with family and have support, because gotcha. I was living in Atlanta at the time. And that's where I met Michael, was in Atlanta. And when he got into all that trouble and got extradited back to Michigan, I had to leave to New York to take care of my daughter.
Gotcha. And yeah, so Michael, her ex, is, I said, when you said when he's with the kids, he's fantastic. And then when he's not there, he's gone, which I completely see that for sure. And it was kind of on again, off again a bunch. And he had several other women come into the picture through time, the most notably, and I don't know why I'm blanking on her name, which I'm sure Megan. Is fine with you. Huh? No, well, Megan, yes. But the one
Maria.
After that, Maria, yeah, which was like an ugly situation. But again, you know, as a TV viewer, you're like, here we go. Especially as someone who you're like, I've sort of been in this situation before, and this is about to get wild.
Like, yeah, she's about to go meet Maria. Can't wait.
And at the same time, as like, you know, a father and stuff myself, you're like, oh, it's like, because, you know, the worry is that one day your kids will see the show and it'll help them form opinions on their own father, which might be unfavorable, you know. But it is what it is, you know, like people got to kind of reap what they sow. So in the newest season, Ralph, Sarah finally seems to have met a lovely gentleman named Malcolm. And seems like he's really into her and likes her. And where we're at right now on the show is Michael, her ex, is finding out about this. And I mean, he's from, you know, like, again, I know they try to make trailers to keep people engaged, but it seems like he's not that psyched about it, which reads weird on TV for someone who's fucked around so much to be angry that you're single and found somebody. Like, again, my thing, my correlation to it where I see is like anytime my ex has been with somebody else and they've been around my daughter, there's no jealousy, anger of anything. It's always just been like telling my daughter, one, to be respectful of another adult, like don't be shitty to them, and just make kind of, you know, once overing to make sure that she's not dealing with some shithead that's around my daughter. And that hasn't been the case, thank God. But yeah, your new guy, are you still with Malcolm?
You're going to have to watch the show.
Okay, that's fair.
Wow, that was a real dramatic pause right there. I got to tell you.
Can I say what the thing that doesn't make sense to me, and of course, we're only privy to what is shown. You know, we don't know everything that's happening. But it appeared that when Michael was with Maria, that he seemed like when he wanted to take the kids from your house, it appeared as if he was going to take them to hang out at the hotel with him and Maria and not really give you much of a heads up about it. But when you were trying to introduce Michael and Malcolm at I believe it was the first birthday, Rain's first birthday, that you had tried to prepare him to let him know that he was going to meet him the day before, but he messed up all those plans and everything. So you were trying to at least introduce him. It doesn't seem as if Michael tried to introduce you to Maria prior to having the kids around her. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. I didn't know her. You know, I'm an energy person. I don't need a long sit down. I don't need, you know, to hang out with you for a few days. I literally just want to be in your presence. I want to catch your energy, your vibe. I want to, you know, honestly just take a look at you. Like, do you take care of yourself? Like, do you look healthy? Like, you know, that'll say a lot about how your, you know, your lifestyle is. And I just want to catch a vibe that, okay, well, my kids are here, they're safe. You know, like, do you look like you're on drugs? Do you look like you're drinking? Do you look like you're dangerous? Like, I don't know anything, but I at least wanted something. And in the 5 minutes, a handshake, you know, like, hi, I'm Maria. Hi, I'm Sarah. That would have been sufficient for me. And I feel like that's more than anything is just respect. And so I tried to lead by example also and show him like, okay, you know, I just want you to introduce yourself to Malcolm just to break the tension in this room. Like, I don't need you to be best friends with this guy, but at the end of the day, you're the adult, you're the parent. You need to do what's hard to make everyone else, especially those kids, comfortable. And that is it. I don't care how you feel about it. You can deal with that when you go back home.
One of our longest sponsors. You get it? Longest? Because it's Blue Chew. It's a penis joke. BlueChew.com is where you go for the chewable, fast-acting wiener pills. You know we've been fans of them forever. BlueChew.com. Use the code SDR. And that first dose or first order is free. You're just paying $5 shipping. It is a beautiful thing. In fact, so much so that I was at a restaurant last week in my neighborhood called Ama, and one of the guys came up to me and said, dude, can you hook me up with some Blue Chew? So it's just good to know you people are listening and you're fans of the show. And by the way, I love that restaurant. All right, so you know how it works. If you wanted to act fast, if you wanted to give you an extra oomph in the bedroom, It's all about Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the code SDR. Chew it and do it. That's what we say. We love these guys. They've been a part of the network forever. So just support them because they support us. Blue Chew, it's for your penis and for you. All right, let's get back into it.
Jay, I want to ask a question that she brought this up. I just find it interesting. Being also a parent, did you have rules with your ex, like when you started dating someone else before that person would meet the kid, Jay? Did you?
But we just sort of did it. And Sarah, I think you'll support this too. And I don't think, at least again, what we see on TV, it doesn't seem that Michael had much. He's such a single life of low responsibility that I think he's picking girls simply again by like looks, again by his personality that we can read on the thing, looks, and then be it like, whatever attracts him. And then also like what he can get from them, like the position it'll put him in. To do that, I think when you have a regular relationship with your kids, you have a much more of a gauge of like, is this not to switch even people on the show. And Sarah, I don't know if you watch, do you watch the show all the time? I don't know if you're following Destiny and Sean on the new ones, but he brought his just out of jail girlfriend, fiance, I guess, to meet the mother of his 6 children. And the way he was letting, I was watching it with Christine here, and as he was talking to him, he was like, they all met at a restaurant. He was talking to his kid's mother where he was like, hey, you got to respect my new jail wife and you better treat her. And don't call me, because she was mad that they talk on the phone every day.
Do you refer to her as his jail wife? Because that would be cool.
No.
I disagree.
But it's like, but it's almost the same. It took a while for Christine to meet Isabella, but Christine's a good person. You know what I mean? Like, she's fantastic with Isabella. And, but I said, I just think like, I remember watching that episode and saying to Christine, I was like, I couldn't imagine even like, wanting to leave my ex and not wanting to be with her. I couldn't imagine Christine being like, fuck you, bitch. And I'd be like, whoa, hey, it's still Isabella's mom. You can't really talk to Isabella's mom like that. There's a lack of, but it also might be age. It could be a lot of things.
Were you a fan of the show at all prior, or did you know anything about it? Like, how did you come about being a part of the show?
I knew nothing about it. I had no idea what Love After Lock was. I got a Facebook message one day from, what do you call them? Like talent recruiters or something like that. And she said that we're interested in your storyline. And at the time, I didn't even believe it. Like, that's, like a scam. Like, obviously, it's not true. And then she sent me a link to do a casting video. So, I talked to Mike. He was like, oh, yeah, do it. So, for shits and giggles, I do it. And next thing we're accepted. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't want nothing to do with being out in the public eye. Like, I don't want to film. Like, I'm all set. And he pushed it and pushed it. And as a wife, I'm like, okay, I'll support my husband in his dreams. And I, okay.
Okay.
Reluctantly.
Hold on.
Shannon's got a question.
Okay. So he's the one that really pushed the idea of the show. So then I've seen some stuff that you posted on social media about your feelings about Michael conspiring with the producers to kind of build up storylines. And so this really falls into what you were saying there, because Ralph, you may not know this, but at the beginning, as the viewer, we're watching Michael and his relationship with Sarah. And then we see Michael and his relationship with a completely different person, who is Megan, who he's having a completely different, like, another relationship with. And then he gets engaged to Megan, but he's married to Sarah. And we're kind of waiting the whole season for the two of them to meet. So I was always wondering, like, how is this portrayed to the people that are in it? And I was curious to know what you knew at all about there being another girl and that being revealed.
I knew nothing.
Wow.
I knew nothing.
Maybe he already had a deal. Maybe, is it possible that he had already made a deal and Megan was on board? So that's why he pushed you so hard to get on board?
Yeah. So Megan and him were already going to do the show. I think Megan was actually the one who applied, not knowing about me. And when he got wind of it, he's like, oh shit, well, I can't really film with my fiance because I have a wife. So, I know, pitch to the producers that I have a wife and a fiance, and I am a realist. So I can understand from their point of view as business how amazing this is going to turn out.
Sure.
So I want that couple. You know, I want the couple that's going to cheat on the wife and how it's going to unfold. Like, that's going to get my viewers. So I understand. So I hopped on board after him pushing and pushing and pushing. And I started filming with him. He was filming with Megan. Again, no clue. Wow. They never told me.
Wow.
I found out from Michael's parole officer, and I got right on the phone with the producer, and I said, what is going on? Because the parole officer arrested Michael with Megan and the crew. So I knew the crew knew.
That's fucking crazy.
You know, I know it's like, again, as a parent myself, the only other one here, it's a parent, is like, you don't change the situations because you have your kids and you love your kids how they are and you couldn't see it any other way. However, I'm always looking back in time, like, and I didn't know what you were like as a single younger girl, how wild or not wild you were, but just like, I see you pretty much only as a mother at this point. But I mean, being like a pretty girl who, again, on a show of like some really bizarre, like thinking people, you don't seem like that. Like, what was like, did you think it was cool in the beginning to be dating someone who was like kind of like in and out of jail? Or did you kind of look past it and think he changed, he was different? Were you sold a false bill of goods, or did you kind of see what you were getting into and were like kind of enjoyed the excitement of it?
I'm happy you asked me that question, because I think people forget about the before the show. Like, they sure. think like they just know Michael and I from the show. You know, Michael and I were together for years. We met in Atlanta. Like I said, I was 17, 18 years old. I had just packed up my car and moved down south. Didn't know what I was doing. I just planted there. You know, I just wanted to be free. I was dating this guy, and he introduced me to his best friend, and it was Michael. Michael and I got really close. We were best friends. I mean, that was just my best friend. He was like my brother. I know it's weird. We just fell in love, you know, and at this time I had no idea he was fresh out of prison of 5 years. I had no idea. I had no idea he was on parole. I just saw this romantic, sweet, funny, intelligent guy. You know, I met his dad and his dad's girlfriend. They were just normal people, lived in a nice home. You know, it was just normal. I then found out about his history, but I was already in love with the guy, you know.
How long into this friendship then to romance before you found out he had this history?
I would say it was definitely a few months, like a whole summer. You know, we were talking every day, together every day, like just having a great time. We were both young. He was 21, I was 18, you know, and he was just very protective and just caring and just sweet. But the best thing is that we were always laughing. We were always just having so much fun and just being young, you know. It was never anything dangerous or anything to be worried about. And so when he ended up telling me, at first it was kind of like, damn, like, you made a bad choice when you were young, because he got arrested at 14. Oh. You know, and at the time he was working, and he really was trying to better himself. He looked great, looked a hell of a lot better than he does now. Always clean cut, you know, great stuff, you know.
He's got a great hairstyle. His hair person's fantastic.
He said he has great stuff. I assume that means Johnson, but I could be wrong.
Oh, no, that guy's definitely
packing the wall. I mean, you were wrong, but at the same time, I have two kids, so.
No, the confidence of that guy, he is packing a wallop for sure.
It's not really the size, but what you do with it, I heard, you know. Look, and I agree,
Sarah,
with that.
Sarah, I'll tell you something. Me personally, I have to believe that's true for my own insecurities, but something tells me that guy is swinging a hat.
But if I were to be real with you, it ain't the piece that's really what gets these women.
Okay. All right.
It's his expertise going down south, if you understand.
Okay. Wow, that's very rare. Very rare for a black guy, but okay.
Okay. He just made these weak.
That's what gets him.
Yes. So you're saying there's still a chance, Ralph.
I have another question. So first I want to say, I saw that you mentioned somewhere that when you were pregnant with Rain, you went up to 263 pounds, and you look incredible. And so just, you look great. And I just wanted to make sure to say that. There is something that came up that I just saw posted today. I don't know when it was originally posted. And if you don't want to talk about it, that's totally fine. But there was a mugshot of Michael, and it was something having to do with a child neglect charge that you made clear had nothing to do with your kids. Can we talk about this?
Because it's a legal issue, I cannot talk about it at this time. But I have a lot of thoughts about it, and I think that my thoughts will all eventually come out with the fans. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they'll understand how I must feel about it. The one thing I would like to say is, you know, it's funny how I've been bashed for so many years for being the bitter baby mama because of certain decisions I made when it came down to my kids and Michael. And I would just like to say, well, point proven.
All right, before we go any further, fans of the SDR show who are over 21, you're going to love this. It's Hempire Direct, like Empire, but with an H, hempiredirect.com. They legally can sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states. Why are you going to love Delta 8? Because it gets you idiotically high, really high. Jay's going to be a big fan of this one. He's not here this week, but he would be a big fan of this. They offer Delta 8 in vape cartridges, gummies, distillate, soft gels, everything you could possibly want. It's hempiredirect.com, like Empire with an H, Hempire, H-E-M-P-I-R-E, direct.com. And if you use the code GAS50, that's G-A-S-50, you're going to get 50% off your entire order. 50 off the entire order at hempiredirect.com. God, I know Jay's going to freak out for this one. It's hempiredirect.com. They legally can sell you THC in 42 states. That is batshit crazy. It's all high quality, lab tested, verified, and incredible prices, plus 50% off with the code GAS50. All right, let's get back into it.
I have a question. So because you were sort of basically dragged into this by Michael, right, and not even knowing the show that at all, correct? Am I right to say that you didn't know the show at all? Now, being where we are now, if you could go back in time, would you have rather said no to it 100%? Or are you happy with where it took you, the trajectory you went on to where you are now? If you could go, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm thrilled about it. Oh my God, I'm thrilled about it because, you know, when I film a show and then by the time I get to watch it, like everybody else, obviously it was filmed previously. So I get to as where I was like at that time, get to watch where I was before. And then it was almost like you get to watch yourself, compare where you are now, find out where you went wrong, find out, you know, what you did right, and kind of like, you know, self-reflect. And so I've used the show as like a way to better myself. And that's like the best gift I think I've ever gotten.
You know, it's funny.
Without getting into specifics, obviously, because that would be shitty, but like, and I think, do you, through the seasons, have you figured, as somebody in entertainment myself and a terrible negotiator on my own behalf, like, do they try to discourage you from bringing these contracts season to season, like to lawyers and entertainment people, so you don't get like, kind of screwed over in that regard? Because like, it feels like sometimes I almost worry about in the same, like the Jerry Springer or Mari Povich way, where they're preying on people's desire. Even if you don't have one, they're preying on Michael's desire or whoever to be on television so they can kind of fuck you over, like on it financially or back end and stuff first. I mean, you guys, I mean, your names, if you walked into a restaurant in New York City, Los Angeles, like you're gonna get recognized. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you're going to get when you get to that concentration of people, like, and you're laying your life out there. There should be, I hope it's like at least fair compensation for that.
Oh yeah, I mean I believe so. Like I have redlined contracts in the past. I've definitely taken it. That's my right. You know what sure. I mean? Like I don't understand at the time. I didn't understand any of this. So I wanted to make sure that I was, you know, understanding and getting the right compensation. But at the same time, it's gotten to a point for me that if I can just inspire somebody or just be my authentic self and people can relate, like that's the biggest reward for me. Being able to actually finish my story. I've come this far, and for me, that's where I'm at. But I, But yeah, I mean, they've treated me very well. The biggest thing I'm grateful for is being able to actually raise my kids, having this opportunity. So
you know, I'm
very grateful for them.
I was raised by a single mom, so I really do. When I watch the show, I really like, without fail, I mean, me and my girlfriend, as we watch it every week, are just like, yeah, she's like a really good, like, it's impressive what a good mom you are. And dealing with someone who had a dad myself who, like, split when I was young and was like, you know, on again, off again when I'd see him that much. Like my grandmother, I always remember, was impressive. My grandmother told my mom very young, like, don't shit all over the other parent, like, to me, because if they're as bad as you think they are, eventually they'll let them down themselves. You know what I mean? Like, kind of be there to pick up the pieces of that versus like adding to like the, well, your dad, that piece of shit, of course he's not here for your birthday or didn't call on your birthday. My mom was much more along the lines of like keeping me good to go like, no, he's probably just like, you know, something happened today. He's going to call tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like she, I said that, and I think in the long game that plays out much better on your behalf. And I thought it looks on the show as if you do that a lot. Like, you don't have, you
I let Aviana dictate the conversation, to be honest with you. Like I let her say as much as she can, so I know where to direct it. And I just kind of like beat around what she says. Like, oh, well, you know, daddy's probably not going to call or come. And I'm like, eh, well, probably not, you know, but hey, I said, at least we have each other, you know, like I just wait to hear what she has to say. And, but I also at the same time, like, I know it sucks to agree with her, but I don't ever want to disagree with her because sure. I don't want to get her hopes up, you know. And the best way I can describe it to her is, you know what? Some people make bad decisions. They're not bad people, but some people just make bad decisions. And right now daddy makes bad choices. And that's just that. I said, but I can promise you one thing. It has nothing to do with you. And that he loves you, and no matter where he is, no matter how many times he calls you, he's your dad. And that's all. And I just say that every single time. And you know, she seems to be doing a little okay, but then you never really know. She's only five. Does she know how to express herself yet? Like, does she sit, you know, lay in bed at night and think about these things? I don't know, but I don't want to pry.
Sure. You know what's funny? I've only watched a few episodes of the newest season, right? That's where my involvement of the show is. And you are 1,000 times more normal than anyone that I've seen in the season right now. So does that, in a way, bother you that when people hear, oh, she's from Love After Lockup, the immediate thought is, oh, crazy people, right? But you seem to be a pretty normal, well-adjusted person. It's got to bother you that you're looped into the lunacy, if that makes any sense.
A little. I don't know if it like bothers me or that I just realized that like I just feel different. Like I feel like, dang, like I don't really belong. Like, you know, when people ask me, oh, like what show are you from? Like, you know, because people at work, they talk like, oh, you're on a reality show. Like, what show are you from? And I'm like, yeah, figure it out. Like, I don't really want to answer. But
you are literally the exact opposite of Angela. That's the girl with the teeth that are trying to get out of her mouth. Constantly and smokes cigarettes and lives in a trailer. That's wow. Every time I show the exterior of your place and everything, I'm always like, yeah, she's doing good. Like, it just seems like all the drama really comes from like one side of your situation. Michael's obviously.
Yeah. Like I've always said, I'm just one giant big red button to Michael. That's all I am. So, I mean, why not be on a reality show, you know, because sure. And what really pisses me off when people are like, oh, you let him get to you. Sometimes, but what really pisses me off is that I know I'm a giant red button and I know he wants to push it and that he's pushing it, but it still makes me upset. So now I'm even more mad that I even allowed him to make me mad. So it's like, I'm really just mad at myself. Y'all just don't know that. So it's hard.
So this relationship with him is, I mean, if your kid is, one of them is five, you've been in an on and on relationship with him in one shape or form for at least 6-7 years. Is that right?
9 years.
Wow, that's a long time to have someone push your buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, we don't have a lot of time.
Well, he didn't always.
Shannon, before we start wrapping up, do you have any more questions you want to get in?
I have a few just short, rapid-fire questions. This is probably a stupid one, but after everything that happened with you and Megan, assuming that, like, you know, at the end of it, you were both just duped by the same person, did you guys ever come to an understanding or are you cordial with each other? I think she's frozen again.
God damn it.
I thought you were just thinking about your question.
Oh, man.
We'll snap back in a second. It's coming back.
Well, just because I know we all have to be. Oh, there she goes. Oh,
yeah, there you go. We're good.
I got it. So basically, even though we were shitted on by the same person, like, did we ever like come, you know, to like some sort of decent common ground or something? Like, like relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's not again.
Damn. Keep breaking up.
It's too bad.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We hear you.
Okay. Well, I think I know what you're asking. And I don't like Megan, never will, never have. I guess there was news about Megan having some sort of miscarriage or something, and it must have been Michael's, or I don't really know. I didn't really pay attention to it. But however, she did message me and say that that I should have been more supportive of her during that time because it was unfair that I gave birth to a healthy baby, which was Rain, and that she lost hers and made it my fault.
That's crazy. Wow.
So you're an insane bitch. And I sympathize with women who lose children, you know what I'm saying? But in my shoes and in my life and in my experience, I gave birth to a healthy baby.
You can sympathize with other people. It doesn't mean it's your fault that someone else.
You owe her nothing.
Yeah. Shannon, keep going. Your last two questions.
Oh, you want to do the first. It's okay. I don't want to take up more time.
No, go ahead. You can squeeze it in.
Do you feel like you're being portrayed accurately on the show?
I think, like, it doesn't matter how I'm portrayed on the show. I think it all comes down to people's perspectives and how they want to analyze or dissect what they see into how they feel. I think, you know, a lot of people are fans of mine, and then there are a lot of people who are haters, but they see the same thing. So it's really just how you, what you've experienced in your life, where your mindset is, and your perspective on things, honestly. So
Shannon, stop putting your shit on Sarah is what she's saying.
I love her. I'm on board. Are you and Michael currently legally still married? Or can I don't know if you could say that or not.
I don't know if I could say that or not. I know where we were left off on the show. We were still legally married. Yes. And in this season, yes.
I'm still legally married. I'm still legally married to my ex. And you know who doesn't love that much?
JJ.
Everybody. I can be the advocate that it doesn't mean shit. Okay, like it just does not mean shit.
Sarah, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm trying my best.
I forget. Like I'm like, oh crap.
You know what, Sarah? Sometimes I forget too. But you know who doesn't forget? This one over here.
By the way, Jay, Sarah has been knocking it out of the park with you today. Full penis, the marriage.
Do we just become best friends, Sarah?
All right, so let's. Jay, any more questions before we do the first or no, Jay?
No, we'll do the first.
Okay, fine.
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit.
All right, the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We always start, we end the show always with these questions. The first one is rock and roll, and we just mean the first concert you went to on your own volition that you wanted to go see. It doesn't have to be a rock show, just the first concert you went to.
The first concert I went to? Oh, my God. I think it was The Future.
Oh, look at you. That's cool.
The Migos, I think they were combined.
Shows you how young you are. Jesus Christ. Okay, now the first drug you ever did after pot, unless pot's the worst drug you ever did.
The pot's the worst drug I've ever done.
How old were you?
Good for you.
I was 18.
Oh, look at you. You're such a nice, normal person. That's so cute. And the first time you had sex, how old were you?
14.
14. That's young.
I know.
That's surprising. All right.
That's Rochester.
I wanted to get it over with.
That's Rochester 21, though.
That's true. It's a Rochester 21.
Hey, you know who else? Hey, Sarah, you know who else started fucking young? That's what I'm doing.
I just wanted to get it over with. I wasn't excited about it.
That's how every girl says if they have sex with me. They just want to get it over with. All right, so now let's go around the room and do the plug. Sarah, we'll start with you. Everything you want to plug.
What do you mean, like cap up, like recap? Like
no, like
your show, like this new season starting.
The season starting this week.
Gotcha. Well, yes, this Friday at 9 o'clock, WeTV, Life After Lockup is doing a season premiere, and I am so excited because I personally think this is the best season. For me anyway, and I just can't wait to watch it unfold and see what everyone thinks.
and you don't see any of the episodes at all, right? You see them as we see them.
Correct.
Oh, that's cool. All right, Jay, your plugs?
I'm canceled. I think a lot of stuff's getting canceled. I canceled Baltimore this weekend because I'm terrified of how scary Arizona was last weekend. And yeah, most things are shutting down again, so I don't know. Right, as of right now, Austin, Texas, Paramount Theater, December 11th and 12th, still on the books as of right now, so we'll see. Check out Bonfire, watch my Netflix special, watch my Comedy Central special, listen to my albums. And Sarah, I'll tell you, when I you're up in Rochester, I know, so when we'll get a hold of your people next time I do, when all this is over, I do the comedy at the Carlson up there. So we'll come up, we'll split a garbage plate and fucking do Rochester stuff.
Garbage plates are amazing.
But, definitely. Hopefully we'll get to meet again one day.
Shanoonies?
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And if you're interested in any of those things, Sarah, I'd love to have you.
Sarah, do you believe in ghosts?
Why, what?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I want to.
Oh, that's a good answer. That'll make Shannon happy.
I want to believe.
All right. Just follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. Sarah, I could say this. You're far more normal than I thought you'd be. So that's good news.
I appreciate it.
And we'll see you next week on the SDR show. Shannon, I don't have a song of the week. Do we want to give it to Sarah? Let her pick any song? Pick a song, Sarah. We're going to slap it onto
the SDR. No, don't do that. I'm bad at that.
Prison okay. Sex by Tool.
All right, there you go. Prison Sex by Tool. We'll add it to the playlist, and we'll see you next week on the SDR show. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to the SDR show.